You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's The Bigger Picture and I'm Mira Sivasodi. And water connects us all and in many, many different ways. The quality of water reveals everything, right or wrong, that we do within the entire ecosystem. Every decision we make, whether housing, transportation, energy, agriculture or economic development, is potentially linked to the use of our water resources, quote and unquote. These are precisely the words of our guest this afternoon. Welcome to the show, Dr. K. Kalidasan, the coordinator of the River Care Program at the Global Environment Center.
Thank you.
Dr. Kalidasan, why are our rivers vital for our survivors?
Okay, so river is the most second most important resources for mankind. If you see, if you don't have rice, or we can have alternative. If you don't have fish, we have alternative. But if you don't have water, there's no alternative to that. So that's why it's a key thing for existing of human being and also other living things.
What is the general state of most Malaysian rivers?
To be fair, when we compare to Malaysia and other countries, we are quite okay. Studies shows from DOE in 2008, only 5% of the rivers are polluted, whereas more than 53% of the rivers out of 133 rivers studied are still in clean state.
Okay, so would you say we're in trouble?
If we don't do anything, okay, in near future, we're going to head towards that.
Okay, but we don't know when.
Soon, maybe within 2 or 3 years' time, if we don't change the way we treat our river, the way we treat ourselves towards the river.
Okay, what are the causes for this river pollution?
So generally, there are three main sectors that are polluting our river. But most of people always thinking is the industry and agriculture. But most of us, we overlook that the third sector, which is the key thing, which is the in a residential, where you and I live. Actually, our homes are one of the biggest culprit for urban rivers especially.
Okay, and how are we contributing to this?
See, what happened that whatever we do within the basin, at the end of the day, it will end up in the river. So most of the, especially the commercial areas where they use the effluents, which end up in the drain, from drain go to the monsoon drain, finally end up in the river. So there's an impact of direct and indirect of our daily activities.
Okay. Tell us about yourself, Dr. Kalidasan. How did you get involved in conservation work?
Okay. Actually, I came from estates where we live in the environment. We rely on environment. We play. We drank water from the river. So river and water is built within me. I love river. In fact, when I do detailed studies, water is one of the miracle and God's best inventor. Because until now, nobody can create water.
Right.
So that's where the starting point.
Right. So how does that? That must be quite frustrating for you right now.
Yes.
Looking at the condition of our rivers.
Yes, I do. At the first few years when I involved in the river care program in Malaysia, I was so frustrated why our status is so bad and why people don't willing to change the thing. But as time goes, when I visited other countries, then I realized there is a few things that we need to do, especially on the civic science, to change the mindset of the public to perceive river as an asset and not as a liability as it is now.
Okay. To all our listeners out there, how can we at home change our habits to make our rivers cleaner?
Okay, that's a very good question. That how within our mean, because most of people are interested to combine or join the river love river campaign, but unfortunately they only care for river only once a day. Once a year. So the other balance 364 days they pollute the river. Mm-hmm. So what in GC we are trying to do is, rather than talking about love the river, we say love your drain. Because that
right.
is the concept of integrated river basin management. So each of us should take care of our own drain.
The drains outside our house.
Yes. So automatically the river will be taken care.
Okay. So what are the do's and don'ts?
Okay. We have to ensure that drain is meant to carry our rainwater only. Nothing else. Okay. So the rest all should go into the sewage treatment plant or IWK plant. No? So please ensure when we renovate or when you clean your plates and so on or your detergent or this thing, make sure that effluents go into your sewage treatment plant. Nothing end up in the common drain.
So water from the sink, water from the washing machine, the dishwasher, everything should go into
everything
the sewage treatment system.
Treatment plant. Nothing on drain, only except the rainwater. And that's the purpose of the drain. But unfortunately, most of us, all effluents goes into the drain.
How did we get this concept all wrong?
Because even though the MASMA, the guideline is in the place, but it's only highlighted for the last 10, 15 years, but the whole housing project never infused this concept. So that's why, and when people renovate, especially the kitchen, no, so mostly what they do direct radiation. In fact, they close the sewage treatment plant. So the effluents from the kitchen, the basin, goes direct into the drain.
Well, it's just not water that goes into the drains, food, name it, just about everything goes in there.
Yes. That's why if you see, as I say, that the biggest culprit in urban river is the people from the residential. Okay. Based on our visual observation.
All right. You are the coordinator of the River Care Program at the Global Environment Center. What's this project all about?
Okay, River Care Program, our tagline is River Care, We Care. How we, as a common citizen of Malaysia, can look after the river. And our program focusing on promoting the community participation. We are the only NGO who are working on how community or layman or public can come in into what they call river and water resource management. Okay, and also sustainable use of the river and water through civic science concept. Okay. And approach.
Right. When you say civic science concept, what do you mean?
Okay. See, earlier, even Malaysian government are trying to create awareness of the importance of river and water sector in Malaysia. But unfortunately, the pollution keep increasing. And when we conduct a study compared to other cities, then we found out that the root cause is Malaysian don't have what we call civic-minded.
Okay.
So that's why when we came back from overseas, we in GEC, we developed what we call civic science, where they have a 4 steps. First, to create awareness and then give them the knowledge. Third, train them or provide them the skill so that we lead to the action.
So we so we should all go back to school then.
Yes,
literally,
in a way.
Yeah. What efforts are being made by the relevant government authorities, like say for example the Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment? What are they doing to clean our rivers?
Okay, I mean lately all agencies, no, whether it's NRA or either any other ministry or even in fact the DID, the agencies involved there, they realize that they have to change the approach. Previously, what they are looking at is hard approach, the structural solution. So lately, they acknowledge the importance of public's involvement. So move to soft approach, where to change the mindset.
The source of the problem.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, actually, there's not very much government can do if the people don't change their habits.
Yeah.
What about this One State, One River program? That sounds interesting.
Okay, that is one of the key program by DID Malaysia to showcase how a river can be rehabilitated and managed in holistic and integrated manner.
Okay.
And one of the most important component under this One State, One River is a community participation. How public can come in and play their proactiveness role on the management of the river. Together with them.
All right. I am speaking to Dr. K. Kalidasan, the coordinator of the River Care Program at the Global Environment Center. When we come back, we find out which river in Selangor has been the chosen one that, you know, could be saved on the bigger picture. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. It's The Bigger Picture and I'm Ira Sivasodhi, and with me this afternoon is Dr. K. Kalidasan, the coordinator of the River Care Program at the Global Environment Center. We're talking about how we can save our rivers. Now, we were talking about the One State, One River program, and Selangor has picked a river of their choice. Which is this?
Sungai Penchala.
Okay. Why Sungai Penchala?
Because at one time, Sungai Penchala is the most polluted river in Selangor.
I always thought the Klang River was the most polluted.
No, Sungai Penchala is one of the tributaries of Klang River. One of the tributary.
Okay. So what was the state of this river?
When the before we start the project, the One State One River, which is launched in 2002, it fall in class 4 to 5. The worst class you can have.
Five is the worst.
Mm-hmm. But after the project been initiated over the years, for the last 8 years, there's a lot of improvement, not only on the water quality, but also on biodiversity, flora and fauna. In fact, we even have an egret, even we have a dragonfly coming back to Sungai Penchala.
Right.
Based on our studies.
When you started, it was rated 4. What is it rated now?
Now it's between 3 and 4.
Okay. Improving slowly but surely?
Surely.
Okay. What did you do to improve the...
Okay,
the
there's cleanliness? A few aspects that we tackled. Number one is, of course, the community. We share our vision with them so that they'll understand the importance of river. And secondly, number two is what they're missing by not having a clean river.
Right.
That's key things for them. And the other one is to tackle the point source and also non-point source pollution with the respective methods and innovation.
Right. Okay. Any particular technology that you're using which is state of the art to clean rivers?
Yes. One of them is the GTP, gross trap pollutants. In fact, we even use enzyme like EM, effective microenzyme, log boom. And also to tackle the effluents from commercial, we use a grease trap and a few and wet market. So our idea is to tackle the problem at the source.
Right. How does this enzyme thing work? I've always wondered. Rivers flow. Mm-hmm. Don't the enzymes flow as well with it and get washed into the sea?
It's effective microorganism. The microorganism is already in the nature there. Only thing now, what we provide the right environment so that the degradation happen in more on a aerobic way. It may be the oxygen.
So you increase the population of the enzymes.
And also increase the oxygen level.
So that the breakdown is faster.
Yes.
One of GEC's rivers, river care programs, is the WATER project, which GEC is working with GAB Foundation on. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about this.
See, the water project, it means work actively through education and rehabilitation initiated by GAB Foundation with GEC, is to enhance the knowledge on river and water conservation in Malaysia. So as a pilot project, which is started in December 2007, we selected Sungai Wei, the tributary of Sungai Penchala.
Right, okay. You're moving upstream.
Yes, because we have to tackle at the source rather than at the downstream. Okay. And it's a 3 years project, and our goal is to improve the water quality from class 4, 5 to class 2B to class 3.
Okay.
And improve the flora and fauna. And the most important is to enhance the population of local fishes in the Sungai Wei. And finally, to produce a model on community participation in river management in Malaysia.
How's it faring so far?
Okay, so it's quite very successful. In fact, we are very happy. All the stakeholders, because we have almost seven agencies, government agencies involved, private sectors, and also public involved. And we managed to improve the water quality to class 3 currently. We have biodiversity studies carried out every year, shows that improvement almost 300% on the population of the flora and fauna within the basin.
Sungai Wei seems to be doing better than Sungai Penchala.
Yes, because we spend a lot of resources and we are focused on that.
Sungai Penchala doesn't have much resources. When you say resources, what sort of backup do you need?
It means financial, mm-hmm, and also technology and also public support.
Okay, okay. What sort of activities do you undertake with the residents as far as Sungai Wei is concerned?
Okay, there's a few things. One is the monitoring, because we want public to monitor the polluter, whether it be commercial or private sectors or factories. Okay, so the monitor, they've been trained to monitor the river. Secondly is how they can tackle the environment problem in their respective residential area. Some of the community have initiated composting, recycling. In fact, some of them even garbage enzyme, they produce garbage enzyme, and then drain cleanup, adopting the drain, and so on.
Okay. It's all education at the end of the day. What is the river within river concept? This is something else done by the GEC.
Yes, yes. I mean, under the water project with JAB Foundation, we come up with this concept because if you're aware, the Sungai Wei is a typical urban river and it's been fully concrete channelized. So to remove it is one is costly, secondly safety aspect. So therefore we come up with the river within river because we want general public in Malaysia to aware that characteristic of river is three things. No, one, there must be meander. Number two, there must be riffles and pools. And third, there must be a flora and fauna there. So previously there's only concrete L shape. So now within, but unfortunately, as I say, for safety reason, we couldn't remove the concrete. Mm-hmm. So now within the concrete, we try to meander. We try to even create the ripples and pools.
Right.
And then enhance the vegetation and create habitat. In fact, we created almost 7 islands, so patches of islands along the almost 300 meters, so that it will attract the invertebrate and slowly that will lead to the fish and birds and other animals as well.
Who concreted the river in the first place?
By local authority or agencies. You know?
But there was a reason for it.
There is, because sometimes previously, you know, when we see river management, the only method available or foresee by certain agencies is concrete.
Okay. Right. How do you monitor how the river is doing? I mean, how does it move from a 4 to a 3? How do you monitor?
Actually, we conducted 3 studies. No, one is quarterly water quality. So we work with the accredited lab. We conducted water quality studies, and for biodiversity studies, we conducted with some expert yearly. You know, to see the difference between on flora and fauna, and also physical observation with the community. We do carry out surveys about their opinion. And also with the other government agencies.
So would you say most rivers in Malaysia are a class, 4 on average?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think in general it's within class 3. It's
okay,
class 3.
On average.
Only urban rivers are quite badly because of the effluence.
And that's us. It's all us. Okay. What are your final words for our urbanites out there?
Now, I think the most important is rather than blaming others and trying to find whose fault is that, each of us have to play our role. And the most important role, we as a human being, you know, what's our contribution to our river? So love our river. And as I said, you no need to go out there, do your thing. Just take care of your drain within your compound there. Make sure all drain clean in our house. Indirectly, the river will be taken care.
Thank you very much, Dr. K. Kalidasan, the coordinator of the River Care program at the Global Environment Center on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.